This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Last Thursday, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association held their annual Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit in Altoona. There was a great turnout to hear the latest in policy, technology, and the progress of biofuels. One of the highlight addresses was from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. We'll hear from the governor next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
During the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit, Governor Kim Reynolds highlighted several factors that are affecting the biofuels industry and how she's proud of what Iowa is doing.
2023 was a great year for ethanol and biodiesel as all of you kind of defied drought, regulatory uncertainty, and high inflation to meet record demand for renewable fuels at home and abroad. Now, I think you know how proud I am to be the governor of America's number one ethanol and bioproducing state. It's something I highlight, brag about, every chance I get, but I think actions speak louder than words. And it doesn't get much louder than the priorities that we've enacted to support our farm families, enhance market opportunities, and reinforce the diversity of our agricultural industry. And that starts, of course, with our landmark biofuels bill, which made Iowa the first state in the nation to enact an E15 standard, double the biodiesel production tax credit, and lead to the largest expansion of biofuels in our history, all while inspiring other states like Nebraska to follow our lead. And it absolutely never would have happened without our close partnership with the Iowa RFA. And I can tell you, I want to be sure and let you know how much and how grateful we are for that partnership and the continued partnership. You know, I'm also proud to be leading the fight for year-round ethanol sales. I was pleased to see that the EPA sent its proposed rule to OMB, but as you know, the job's not done. We won't let up until we make the right decision for producers and consumers alike. The progress that we've made on this issue shows how important it is to stand up to the Biden administration, which has so often failed to deliver for the biofuels industry. You know, while I was encouraged again to see the guidance from the Treasury Department that would allow ethanol and biodiesel to be part of aviation's sustainable fuel solution, as you know, and as I've indicated, we still must continue to hold the administration to its promises. And while we maintain and advance our competitive edge in the global marketplace, we must also secure our farmland here at home. As you know, China continues to grow more aggressive in buying American land. Fortunately, I'm proud to say that Iowa already has some of the strongest laws in the country on foreign ownership of land. In fact, we've seen other states look to us as a model for their own policies.
We have the governor's full remarks on iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.